Okay, we're here with a chit chat today with Oakleaf Cowley sign in Alex Snow. Alex, how's it going?
Yeah, it's all good, thanks.
You've had a sort of you had a pretty solid season, really. You did you actually make the podium this year at all?
In individual motos, but I didn't overall. The closest I got was Foxhill. Me and tied for third overall, but because he just pit me in the last moto, he got it. So just missed out at British. I got a podium at Rebel and stuff. But yeah, I was close, but just whisker. So.
And you recently, well, at the end of the season, you left Lane's Cowley. I thought you would have stayed with them for another year. What went wrong there?
Nothing really. Felt like for me to move my career on, I just wanted to sort of make a few changes. You know, them guys done a good job for me. I felt they did pretty good considering it was their first year at it. But yeah, I was just looking for that extra sort of support and oomph, I suppose, from you know, another team just to go to the next level. Obviously, I would just want to keep my options open and look around, really.
So, literally, were you looking around, ringing team managers and stuff, or were you offered a few rides, or how did it work?
Yeah, pretty much same scenario, really. I think for all the riders, they're all talking to every team manager there and hoping something will come of it. I mean, a few people quite interested. Others were, you know, obviously unsure on budgets and had other riders in mind. So, I mean, it's all preference down to the team as well. So, yeah, it was just a case of speaking to people and then waiting to see what kind of come of it, really. So,
because there's obviously that you went to, you just recently come back from Vegas. You went for a holiday, and before you went to Vegas, you had a conversation with Par Honda, and it was pretty much in stone before you left.
Yeah, I would have said me and Paul had done an agreement. Obviously, we'd been a few weeks, and he was quite keen to get the deal wrapped up before I went, and obviously likewise with myself. So we'd done an agreement over the phone. It was just a case of really signing a deal once I, you know, because the next day I was flying to the States for my mate's wedding. So yeah, once I got back, obviously gave Paul a ring, and throughout that fortnight, I guess obviously the goalposts and stuff had changed throughout the team. For financial reasons, so we had to take up someone else on a different offer and sort of withdraw mine. So, to say the least, it was disappointing and a bit of a kick in the nuts, I must admit, when I got back, thinking everything was sorted. But I know now that like everything happens for a reason, so obviously maybe it was a blessing in disguise, I don't know.
So what was going through your mind, obviously, when you got back and you were you're back to square one again with no ride?
Shit, to be honest. crap, you know, I got issues a little bit, really, because like majority of the best rides had really kind of gone. You know, so I had people, there was potentially maybe a couple of options, MX2, but I wasn't sure really if that was going to be maybe my cup of tea. I've been better on an MX1 bike, so you know, obviously as soon as that had happened, I built up obviously a good relationship with Rossi UK, and he pretty much kind of got on the phone to Sean at Oakleaf, and between them two really made together. And like me and Sean have been speaking quite a lot all year because we're quite good friends and we live close to him. And there was times when I kind of thought we might go down that route anyway, but it wasn't to be at one point. And then now it's turned around and that's the route we're going now. So it's looking good.
So for you then, obviously, what are you now, 22, 23?
23 now, yeah.
23. So you're obviously, you've got to the stage now where you're looking at that pays you, yeah?
Yeah.
So
the, you know, it's hard, isn't it? You know, because obviously the way the climate is, it's everyone's struggling, really. And, you know, at the end of the day, it is really paying riders that are funding a lot. You know, I understand that and it's what makes the world go round. But, you know, it's say, we risk our life every time we go out on that bike, and for the effort all of us guys really put in, everyone should be getting paid. But fortunately, it's not always the case, is it? So
no. So for a rider like you, then top five British sort of thing, you know, are you sort of make your living from riding, bonuses from your purses and stuff like that?
Yeah. Obviously, yeah, bonuses from sponsors and the team. And obviously your prize money. So it's one of them things. I don't think any of us in the UK are going to be in a position where we're going to be able to sit back when we retire because we've money. But, you know, at the minute, I enjoy what I do and I make enough to live off every year. I also do some training side with like a lot of the local kids. Yeah. So things like that keep me ticking over and it's something I enjoy. So, it's manageable, put it that way. So
it's not all, you know, you read on the forums, you know, in gloom, everyone's paying for rides and nobody's getting paid and all this sort of nonsense. It's not true, but yeah, you know, as a top five rider, you're making an oak of it. Yeah,
that's the thing, you know, I say it's okay. It's like I said, it's not something you get back on too much, but for the time being, it's what I enjoy, it's what I do, and what I can still do, I'm gonna make the most of it, you know.
So going on to Oakleaf then, Kawasaki, so you mentioned you possibly were going back to MX2, but you're maybe slightly too big for MX2.
Yeah, a couple of people said that, but then I had a couple of conversations with people who see me sort of like without my gear on, and they actually said, "Oh, you're not look," and like my weight actually isn't no heavier than the likes of, you know, like Jay Osborne and people like that.
Yeah.
So it was a possibility, but like for personally, for the MX1 bike, and I think, like I said, my results have been better since I've been on that. So, you know, I wanted to stay on there. It was my first choice anyway. So
Oakleaf are down your way then, easy, get to workshop and stuff like that, yeah?
Yeah, spot on. I mean, Sean is 15 minutes away from me. I think, just like I said, I've known Sean for like years and the family and that, so like I know. I think, you know, being a new team, again, you know, we'll be their first year full-time British Championship and racing at my level, so obviously there's a few things to learn, but Sean's quite flexible and he's letting me have a lot of like... you know, a lot of say and, you know, really, which is quite nice. So I can sort of tailor it to sort of suit myself to make sure we get the best results. And I think he'll certainly open a few eyes for next.
Yeah, you've got a lot of experience at sort of British Championship level. So you should certainly pass on some point to Sean, as they say. But so what's the goals? What are you riding next year? So it's Max Championship, Red Bull, British, just basically in the UK, yeah?
Yeah, mainly in the UK at the minute. The deal is obviously British and Red Bull. And then in between, now we're putting the deal, we put the deal together. If the money comes in, then we'll do some GPs, certainly the British one. I'd like to try and do maybe France, Germany again, maybe. It will be similar sort of things to what we've done. Obviously, MX1 again. So it should be good.
Are you still Isaac One Industries as well?
Yeah, that's been cool, you know, again, little deals like that, you know, with my gear, already set up with Par Honda as well, and obviously they've been good enough to continue. X-Brand also done a deal with them, so that's cool, and pretty much all of the other sponsors like Southfork Cycles and CTI and DC and that all carrying on, so got some cool sponsors which are staying on board, and it's quite nice, the relationship with them, and doing another season, you know.
So for you, for the winter now, are you doing any Supercross? Are you doing the, or are you having a break now and then cracking on in the new year?
I would probably just crack on in the new year. It was something actually was I wanted to speak to Paul about when I got back about doing some Supercross, but obviously, like I said, the goalposts changed, so that idea went out the window. But I understand now being cancelled, so I think with the limited time we've got in getting things ready, I don't think it's worth me going to Ireland. So I'm just going to crack on with the winter training. We're just waiting to turn up now so we can start doing a little bit of testing with that before Christmas. And then once the new year, we'll hopefully head off somewhere nice and dry and get the hammer down and get ready.
I remember when we spoke, like, you're into your cycling. Have you got any of those sort of extreme cycles for the winter?
I've done one. I got back from America actually on the Saturday, and me and my brother headed off on the 6 o'clock the next Sunday morning. But to do the Exmoor B cycle race again, so that was like 100k, and I must admit I felt every burger and chips I'd had in America when I damn I did pay the price, but no, I don't know about any others, maybe potentially if any others come up and then we'll do some, but yeah, we'll be doing plenty of cycling on the, you know, the winter, and obviously the gym work, just kind of getting back into it now, so all systems go now.
So how did you find America when you went to watch the Monster Energy Cup and stuff like that, like?
Yeah, that was awesome. That was like real coincidence, actually. It was there the day we got there, so we went straight.
Oh, you planned that? You didn't even then?
Not at the time, because it wasn't really public. There wasn't much about it at the time, and we booked the flight and the accommodation and everything, and suddenly, the day after we got there, it was a Monster Cup, and we like, we can't miss that. we went and watched that. Had a real good day there. That was fun. It was quite like nice and laid back as well. And then from there, we sort of hit Vegas for the and then cruised around California for a couple of weeks. So yeah, it was nice.
Very nice. Let you get on with. You've been to the gym that you said you had already been training this morning, so you're keeping yourself up together then, yeah?
Yeah, I'll actually start beginning of the week, but since Moto Party on Friday night, I've had a cold, so I've been trying to just shift that this week, and I've made again on things today, so hopefully that's out the window so we can get cracking now. So.
Well, the video's online, so if you want to write mess, you can.
Oh, great stuff. I'll go and have a look then.
All right, mate, thanks for that, and we'll see you, if we don't see you in... We'll probably see you in the next few weeks somewhere anyway.
Yeah, definitely. Cool.
Brilliant.
Cheers.
Speak to you later. Thanks. Bye.